Okay. Injury-wise today, Kayvon did not participate. Still coming off his ankle. Lewis was limited. Omar was limited. Kenny Anuki was limited. Peyton did not practice. Nothing to do with injury, just rest day Wednesday. CJ, Stewart, McCray, and Marshall were all full, and Keep is sick. So we sent him home. So that's where we're at today. Oh, go ahead.
Extent of his illness here, is the flu?
We've had a few guys with it. Yeah. So it's kind of bounced around the last couple of weeks and came in this morning and just feeling really bad. Tried to go to meetings and stuff. So we sent him to the doctor and sent him home, but expect him back tomorrow.
So even off the long weekend, just giving Peyton a day to rest?
Yeah, but he practiced Monday, right? He threw the ball a lot on Monday. So we're going to get in the routine of how we're going to do it throughout the course of the season. So he was involved, in a few, the walkthrough, all those things. He just didn't practice.
Gary, playing inside this week, are you going to use this big giant facility over here?
We'll practice outside. We'll get all the noise we can outside. We'll do everything we can to stay on the grass when we can. We might take a walkthrough in there or something, but I mean, our facility is so good. Our grass fields are so good, and anytime we got a chance to be out here, we're going to be outside.
What concerns you most against going to a team that's winless so far?
Well, they're a great football team. I mean, it's what we talked about as a team this morning. You go back to the end of last year, and they're one of the top teams in football. And, I had a playoff game one in Dallas, and not a lot has changed. It's just a new year, and they had two road games to start the season. So, We know what we're facing. Their home opener, tough place to play, kind of a lot like what we faced, a week ago. So we'll have to play extremely well and protect the football. So we understand the challenge.
I know the offensive line has had their struggles in their first 2 weeks, but how have they responded?
It ain't just been them. I mean, we've struggled, it's been a lot of struggles on the offensive side of the ball. So, it gets back. I got to do a better job for them. The coaches got to do a better job for them. But they're working. We've got a good group. Every day that they get out here together is a very beneficial day because they have not worked together much, So I see them improving. I think they improved today as a group. That's the key. We just got to push ourselves every day. Hopefully we've got everybody available every day that we're out here and, just keep a positive outlook and a positive attitude and keep moving forward.
Is that remaining with a positive outlook, for instance, maybe like CJ and stuff? Is he continuing to stay positive even though things haven't started the way he
For CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working hard. Ronnie's working hard. Juwan, I mean, they're all working hard. Like you say, when things aren't going the way you want them to, you try to do something about it. Try to work through it. And that's what I see guys doing. It's part of this league. And it's another opportunity this week, another big opportunity, and just everybody's got to get better.
And the bottom line is that record, because you look across the NFL at the teams right now that are 0-2, and not a lot of people thought a lot of those.
Yeah, it's nice to make corrections when you're winning. That's the key. And in this league, you got to be able to win all kind of ways. And the way we won opening week, and then come back last week and find a way to, we did go 80 yards with 2 minutes left in the game, and then we'd make a big play on defense. So. You never know what it's going to take week in and week out in this league, but you got to have confidence as a team that you can win any way you need to win.
Gary, how's that process go when you guys are struggling to run the football to still find other ways to move the football or continue to try to, move the football with the running game and try to find out?
Well, you stay committed to what you believe in. We're going to get to where we want to go offensively if we stay committed to something, So we believe in what we're doing, been doing it a long time, and, we just got to get better at how we're doing it. And as coaches, that always starts with us. But, you don't run away from something. You work at it, and that's what we're going to do.
Is it easier to ignore the noise, the questions about, the offenses and clicking when you're 2-0?
Well, you try to ignore the noise all the time, too busy to hear the noise. But, noise is part of our business, and, how you react and how you stay focused on what you're doing as a coach and a player has a lot to do with where you're at 3 months from now. So I think we all understand that, and our work habits are good, and we've got a good long week ahead of us to get some good work in before we go to Detroit.
How much has the depth of your defense played into
this? It's been huge. Yeah, it's been really big because, you go back to opening day, TJ's not there, Derek has not been there. Got some things going on. Shaq keeps coming in, when Vaughn and DeMarcus went out of the game opening week at some key moments in the game. You just watch those things happen, and they all know they're going to play. We're preaching that as a team, not just defensively. But I think it's been very important, and it usually is very important early in the season in this league.
Will Tlaib be on Calvin Johnson, or will you guys mix it up?
We're going to play our defense, So however that ends up, it ends up. He's a great player. They got another great one on the other side, too, makes a lot of plays. So very explosive football team. We'll have to limit the big plays to be successful.
Gary, as good as Peyton is at the line, when he comes out of the huddle, has he had to change his kind of internal clock in terms of how much time he has to kind of read the defense?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, he likes to use the time. Obviously, likes to see what's going on, and from a protection standpoint, those type of things. I think you can play fast in football and huddle, too. You know, just because you're at the line of scrimmage doesn't mean you play fast. You know, you stand there until there's 1 or 2 seconds left. What's the difference? So we want to have tempo regardless if we're on the ball or we're huddling. We'd like to have good tempo.
Gary, with the uncertainty of Stafford's injury, does that cause you any issues trying to figure out what to do defensively?
No, because, I mean, they're going to run their stuff. And, you know, I know Dan real well as backup, and I know what type of arm he has and the plays that he has made. So, you know, we have to prepare for what they do offensively, and they've been very successful doing it. And when they do it at home, you know, they seem to get even better, you know, because of the line of scrimmage stuff they can get done. So I think we got the same challenge regardless.
A few more for the coach.
Gary, will you guys be in full pads tomorrow?
No, we work in our shells, our tops. We don't work in our bottoms.
What did you think of the three passes that Demaryius caught in the 2-minute drill there at the end, 54 yards? And he's talked about big plays to be had in this offense. Is that going to be camping for those?
Well, I mean, you'd like to find some bigger ones along the way, you know, but there couldn't have been any bigger ones at that stage of the game, you know. So, yeah, I mean, he's played, you know, very, very well. How many touches have we gotten him, 15, 16, something like that, you know. So any way you can get him to football, and people make it very difficult. So, you know, you got to do some things with him. But, you know, obviously explosive, and those plays that's in that game are huge. Yeah.
Is that the toughest thing about guys like him and Calvin is that you can cover them and they can still pull?
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, even you roll their way, you play trail on them, you get somebody over the top, and you still under throw balls, and they make plays on you. Or, you know, sometimes you come out of games and you got – you know, 70, 80 yards and PIs against players like that. So they affect the game that way too. So, like I said, they're going to make their plays. The key is, you know, trying to limit the big, big plays. But both of those guys have the size to make those type of football plays.
Okay.